Support for NPR Business News comes from the Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924, on the web at kresge.org.
The Energy Department says the cost of natural gas for heating homes during the winter will be about 9% higher than last year. Natural gas prices have dropped a bit since their spring peak, but remain well above average. Experts say one way to keep natural gas prices in check would be to import more from overseas. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the growing interest in liquid natural gas.
North America's next big source of natural gas might not be in Oklahoma, the Rocky Mountains, or Alaska, but along the west coast of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, 50 miles south of San Diego. That's where the Sempra Energy Company is planning to build a receiving terminal to import liquid natural gas from overseas. Donald Felsinger, who runs Sempra's Global Enterprises business, says the $600 million terminal would be the first of its kind built in North America in a quarter century.
Even though it may have been closer to build it someplace along the California coast to get into the California market, we elected to build that in Mexico because, one, Mexico wanted it and we knew it could get done.
Sempra is also planning a second terminal for liquid natural gas, or LNG, along the Gulf Coast in Louisiana. Felsinger says that project will cost $700 million.
We're looking at LNG as something that we're going to put a substantial amount of time and investment in because we see it as a necessary way to ensure that people will have natural gas prices that are predictable.
There's plenty of natural gas around the world, in South America, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. But getting this overseas gas to North America requires chilling it down to a liquid state, 260 degrees below zero, then shipping the gas across an ocean in refrigerated tankers. Until recently, that hasn't been economical, so LNG accounts for just 1% of the natural gas burned in the United States. The cost of the chilling plants and the floating thermos bottle tankers has been coming down, however. At the same time, the cost of natural gas in North America has been going up. As a result, LNG now seems like a viable alternative for the U.S. market. And David Maul of the California Energy Commission says big energy companies like ExxonMobil and Royal Dutch Shell are rushing to develop new LNG facilities.
The LNG trade throughout the world is growing rapidly, and it's becoming a world-traded commodity, much like oil is currently a world-traded commodity. And I think in the next 5 years or so, we'll see LNG ships moving back and forth from port to port.
Economists say access to LNG would serve as a safety valve against price spikes. Felsinger says a ready supply of liquid natural gas would help keep all natural gas prices in check.
LNG will basically be the fuel that comes in and sets the ceiling price for what gas prices should be. It'll provide certainty for industry and consumers that the price of gas over time will levelize in the $3.50 to $4 range.
That's about a dollar less than natural gas costs now, and $3 less than its peak last spring. But building LNG terminals is no easy task. First, there's the cost, and even in remote areas like Baja California, the plants tend to draw opposition from neighbors. Sempra's Baja terminal would be located just south of an oceanfront golfing resort. Roberto Valdez, who sells vacation homes in the area, worries the LNG facility would transform this tranquil tourist setting into a big industrial complex.
We don't deny that the gas is a source of energy that is clean and everybody's going to start using it more and more, but they have to come and to protect and to respect what is here already.
Despite those concerns, Mexico's government has already granted Sempra most of the necessary permits. More than two dozen other LNG terminals are on the drawing board in the U.S. and Mexico, but many of those projects may never be built for lack of permits or lack of financing. Financial markets are wary of investing in the volatile energy sector. Even Sempra's Felsinger admits an unexpected drop in the price of domestic gas could sour the market for LNG.
There's no guarantees. It's unregulated. There's no guarantees, and bad strategies lead to company failures.
Still, a confident Sempra is pressing ahead. The company plans to begin work on its Mexican terminal within a few months and offload its first shipment of LNG in about 3 years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.